You make mistake, you go and begin to force yourself on a man that is not ready to marry you. You go and get pregnant, and at the end, you are forcing yourself. You must marry me. You are going to his house, you carry your pint. When you are going next week, you carry one of your shoes. When you are going the other week, you carry one of your brassiere. You are leaving them there one by one because you want him to marry you. So I will come and meet Pastor. Pastor, help me pray. I love you too much. I don't want him to leave me. Pray to change his mind for me. Now, so God tell you, don't have. Now, man, I they love woman. No be woman, they love man, die. If woman love man, die. That marriage not work. As some of you are listening to me now, your properties are in the house of your boyfriend who is not even ready to marry you at all. You go there and sleep. You wake him up in the night. Johnson, wake up. Will you marry me? He will tell you, I better not disturb me. I want to sleep, please. Not be you, girl, supposed to wake him up and say, will you marry me? He is the one that's supposed to call you and say, will you marry me? You don't spoil the plan of God for your life. Now, many youth, they have spoiled the plan of God for their destiny. They refuse to wait upon God. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord, there is grace God has put on you. Allow that grace to speak. Allow that grace to walk.